And yes, and it happened, and he crashed the loaner car as well. So the question is now, is he mechuyev in any shape or form to pay the mechanic? On one hand, he's a shoyl, maybe a shoyl misacher, or maybe a soicher. He's not getting it for free. He's paying for the loaner car, paying the mechanic that he, giving the mechanic the schuf to collect the money from the insurance. But if there's going to be any problems with the mechanic collecting money from the insurance, if there's a place, whatever it is, that the hezek, the mechanic, is going to be claiming here, is there any fear for him to do? Now, that's the shot. Now, you could say the story was he crashed the vehicle, or you could say the story is someone crashed into him. I called upon him, that's the maisa. I guess I'll flush out the nitkudis in this story that we have to deal with. Obviously, we're talking about Bala Vimay, so that's the nekuda we're going to be focusing on. Is there a tour of Bala Vimay Teshkins?
Why should we just clarify one point? The loaner car from the mechanic is considered a shayl or a seicher. What is he? Is it regular shayl?
Let's see. What do you hold?
A guy lent me a car, but it's a chelik of the upmach of the fixing of my original car. So.
But he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to at all.
Maybe it is. It is part of. It is called schiras.
You mentioned it was only for some people that he does. Does he do it standard? Is it part of? Is a person going in knowing?
Who cares?
Because if he does it out of the goodness of his heart, it's a show.
Right. It's definitely part of the agreement.
No, it's not. He doesn't have to.
Who cares if he has to?
He won't charge
me.
Why the part of the agreement? It's not. But you are letting him do the work.
Do the work, or you're going to let him do the work anyway.
Why are you safe? Who cares?
Did he give him the loaner car right away, or was the loaner car after the fact, when he saw it was going to take some time to do the work?
He gave it to him right away. I mean, he offered to give him right away, that he has a loaner car.
Okay, it is.
But he's only giving it to him. He's not giving it out of the goodness of his heart. It's only because he's getting something in return. He's getting a client.
That's the case.
He's not more than a soicher. But I call upon him, even soicher has a pure balavimai. Yeah. So, Negei Alanu, the only difference of a shoyel would be if he's chayv an ayin sin or not.
It wouldn't be a problem.
But Negei Alanu, let's say he was somewhat of a
Ima
yet. Shaya.
It's not Ima yet. He didn't do the macha yet.
Who cares? He brought him his car to start. That's not cool.
So that would go to that whole sugi. Right here. Did you do a chana yet? If he said park in the lot, he didn't do anything.
Excellent.
He's getting ready to start. He's mukhan to start.
He said, park in my lot, I'll give you the loaner, I'll get it when my mechanic's ready.
He's already watching it.
No, but they had to already agree and come up with what he's going to do for him and all that stuff before he lends him the car. Here's the car. Now let me hear what the problem with your car is.
He's already working.
This is from Shabbat, right? This is from Shabbat.
He spoke to him. He did something. He's already parked, of course.
There's an Amira that's a Shabbat.
I'm saying
the mechanic's on Tzu, what he's doing for him, the Upmach, that he's going to do for him. He was Meshabbat himself, the Amira. So with the Shach, the Amira, is.
Very good. Okay, good. Okay.
Plus, we have to get technical in the story. What happened here, when it happened? When he brings the car into the mechanic. So they say, yeah, we'll fix it. For some reason, 3 months later, it's still there, right? Everyone had that experience at some point in their life. So they'll tell you, yeah, sure, we'll get to it right away. The mitzvah is that they have a lineup, which the cars that they take care of first, they do the labor. First, of course, they blame that the parts are back order, etc. They give you the runaround. But even to order the parts, they're not sitting on your vehicle right when it comes in to order. First, they have to take a look at it and see what it needs. They only want to give you a quick pull, the error, what you need. It's very, very general. Then the guy who's going to fix it takes a look, opens it up sometimes, takes a look what's needed, what parts are needed, what has to be done. And then they figure out when it's going to happen, when what parts, where they're going to order, how they're going to order it, etc. So when you bring it in and they tell you they're going to fix it right away, it's not more than an amir. Now, you could say that right when they get the loaner's car, they give you the loaner's car, they're mischayev, that at least the I'm being mischayev myself to allow them to fix it, that that's really the spheres that I'm paying for the loaner car by giving them this schus. So right away, the bialim, at least the bialim of the booking car, I can't back out. But on the mechanics end, the fire is not more than just an ammeter. And as the oil knows, and the oil is hacking and bringing in the fire, if we can only have an ammeter, you're going to be stuck with the shaft. That the shach and sakra is really the only one on the page that really wants to take a stand that amir is enough.
Is so, diagnosing the car not part of the right. job? I know you're not. You mean you know post facto you're paying for that. You're paying for the expertise. Is checking the job? Is checking the car telling you what it is? How much it's going to be? Not called me.
Even that doesn't happen yet.
Before he lends the car, he usually checks what he's going to do for you and how long it's going to take.
It depends on this mitzvah. In this story that happened is you bring in the car and they take a quick look at it and they'll tell you, oh yeah, this is going to cost around $5,000, this job. There's no way to know until we open it up, until we get into the kishkes, but their cloud is going to cost somewhere between north of $5,000. You're not getting it for less. Maybe we can go to the insurance and then they really try to get the money from the insurance. They take a very general quick look. Then they ask you, do you want to leave the car here? Do you want to give us the car? So he says, sure, okay, I'm okay with giving you the car. And then you leave the car in the lot of the mechanic. What happens from then until you pick it up, no one really knows. But one thing we do know is that they're usually, if, you know, the situation is that the time you picked up, that took the loaner's car, they didn't start being the topple with your car yet. What we have is basically an amir. So should only have an amir.
I think what he was trying to ask is that not considered any sort of mechon?
What?
Sorry, I think what he was asking also is that, so at what point does it turn into mechon umazman? Meaning, they did something, right? It wasn't just stam an amir, I guess I'll do it.
There any hazmona and any amir that they did prior to my consent is really lechayer nothing.
So, I mean, the nekuda is that even if they did a lot of avodah, let's say Taka opened up the kishkas in the car and everything, but since it was all diagnostic before the agreement of them going to do happens, it's all blives together of Amira.
Yeah, it was all non-committal, all prior to any avodah.
What about the shmira? What about the shmira? Shmarli Vashal? I mean, there's a chavashi in your car.
Excellent. That's another nekuda we have now. You put it in the lock. And if there was a Siluk Shmira, if you already left, you're not here anymore, they drove it around the back of the in their lot, and you're gone. So then you're going to be dealing with a Shmira Levashmila. They're watching it for you. That's another Nekuda. You know, again, on the Nekuda of the Shach, you know, if we're going to be left only with the Shach, you know, Yesh Lion is that, if you're going to say Kimberly. The Nesidus is not, it's not clear from the Nesidus what he does over there. In the Chidushin, he brings the Shach, but in the Biurim, he's Machsid, right. Looks like he Machsid Azek. Yesh Lion is that. It's definitely not caution. Since the Rosh, again, does use the Lashon of Manidin, sounds like Hassan is just Amira is not enough. The Shach is the third of Chidush in the Sukkah. But it is a Shach. So, you're going to have to make a call how you want to go. If you want to say, Kimli like the Shach, the pop through you or not. But again, you do have, if you have a Shmir over here, then Lothario, and there is something happening here besides a promise that Upmach to fix it, then that could definitely help you. Another thing that we have to handle here, we have to deal with is there's an owner of the Shach. The owner of the Shach owns the car that you bought. Who's the one who's doing the work for you? Is his workers. The owner is smoking a cigar in Hawaii. And even if he comes in once in a while, the bottom line is usually, in most cases, it's not the owner who's dealing with you at all. But even if he somewhat started, even if he made a hafana, a real hafana, but it's the employee's hafana that he's doing. So it's true that the Bailam is saying he's going to be doing, maybe it's the Bailam is making the amira, but any hafana that actually an employee is doing is only the employee. So is that going to be Bolovimo? Is that going to be Bolovimo? So as we know in the sugya, if the, we have the Psalm Sefer says that if Mi'ikara, the Bailam made up and then sends his employee, that will be Bolovimo. Over here we have an extra tether over here that it's an employee. So we have, we know the Kivegas and signed to the Machna Frayim, like the Shas sugya of the Machna Frayim, that Pulis Yapil Yad Raboy, is going to be an extra power here, especially if the employee is going to be a goy. So then your shlichus won't help you. So we're going to have to see if we have that. And the story of the Machna Frayim is brought down in many Achrayim throughout many different areas in Halacha. And of course, the Chari, you have to say Kimli like the Machna Frayim and not have to shell out money if you start the car. And also, if it's a real shliach, then you have it also kindly that. Correct. That is true. That will further the nigoinim that we would have to be done with this story. Now, let's go to one story number 1.5. As he's in the office, he realizes that he left his phone in the car. So he tells Yitzchak behind the desk, "Hey, can I make a phone call?" So he says, "Sure." He pulls out his cell phone and hands it to him. Takes his cell phone. And Yitzchak in the office is taking in all the data of the car. Now, assuming that Yitzchak in the office is being amazing, doing real account, he's doing work in his car. He's taking in the information, he's putting in the what has to be done, he's sending the information to the other employee, Mike, who's gonna actually look at the car, open it up. He's starting to work and get things done. Okay, and as he's doing it, he gives him the cell phone. And then he drops the cell phone. What is that? Is that Bolovimoy or not? Is that Bolovimoy? Is Yitzchak behind the desk, who's taking input, who's helping you out, is he working for you? Or is he working for his employees?
Or both.
And that's what Soira is going to be the correct answer. He's really doing for both. And if any one of them, see, in this case, it would be a Tash 22, if you wouldn't be for both. This is, this Indian is a big Indian of who is considered the Bailam, when Reuven hires Shimon to do Balei, it's really not Shimon Vav Sugya, it's really more of a Shin Lama Gimel, maybe a Shin Lama Vav Sugya, who's the Bailam, and Smegeya, obviously, for Shimon Vav as well, for Bolovino. But in Shin Lama Gimel, you have this story where Reuven hires Shimon to be Malamed for his son. And then over here, Reuven wants to back out. And Shimon is Michael Reuven. The Malamed is Michael Reuven. The halacha is, the Ramah brings from the Maram, from the Chibis Aras, but that the son can have a time. The son could say, "I'm not Michael." So you see over here clearly that even though Reuven is hiring for Levi, that he's hiring it on behalf of someone else, even though he's paying the bill, but the recipient is the one who's being zayfa in the chiyuv of the oil too. So he's actually doing from now. There's a bit of a discussion here. Does that apply only to a Malamed? There's a Buddhist Tigmaril Diskin, but Pashtas, there are a Brainim that say that it applies all over. In Simin Shin Lama Vav, where that's the headquarters for, Asayfa Sapol, the Harib, the Savish, Shal Kaveroi, and if Kolya to say start the lie, the Arishayim will say that really our Afreikin will explain that it's only that Reuven is only an Orey with a spheres to say the spheres. Okay, that also is another bookmark to handle, just to to explore exactly where the things are. Perhaps it's only to the recipient, or at least also to the recipient. So over here, you definitely make the case that if Reuven, if Yitzchak behind the desk, even though he's working and getting paid by the company, you could make the case that perhaps he's also helping out the client, and therefore broken phone might be a policy one. Now again, you can't say it's a clear thing, because maybe you could be mechalik what type of job it is. But let's hold this thought. Maybe we'll come back to it in other stories. Okay, that's story 1.5. Okay, let's move. We're moving right along. Story number two. Okay, this is a story. I like this story because I got this Shaila right before we started learning Shem and Vav, before Elzman. So therefore, this story, I felt it was a mamash a hashkafa. Hashem sent this story. Molavima stories are not so common. It does happen, and you do get Shaila with it, especially a regular Shaila. You always have to make sure there's no Molavima, but specifically the Shaila asked if it's a ball of meaning. So that was really, it was like, wow, about to start in a week or two. So the shaila was that Reuven's brother asked him, do you have jumpstart cables to jumpstart his car? And he said, yes, he had. His brother knew he had. So he went to go help him jumpstart his car. He brought up the cable and was helping him jumpstart the car. And as he clipped it on, his brother was clipping it on with him overseeing it, or maybe even helping out exactly as Siwa, he cracked the clip. The shoyo cracked the clip. And, his brother offered to pay. And Marshall wanted to know, maybe his brother's potter, and then out of the way of telling him that he doesn't have to pay him back. Right? We all want such brothers. So that's the shaila. What's the oil coming?
What's the tzad not?
As in first Shulchan Aruch, isn't that our case? That he brings over the para when he comes and he brings it
over. No, the bringing is not. We already said before that the bringing into him is not considered the imut. Right,
he said he's coming to help him.
What was he doing by helping? He was giving instructions how to use it. He was making sure the cables weren't going to get damaged. Because that depends. If he's doing it,
tell me what the story was.
From the type of brother, it sounds like he was actually helping.
Right. If he was actually helping, then that's Baal of Imai. If he was just making sure that he wasn't going to destroy the cables in the car at the same time, Lachara, it's not.
Good. Lachara, I have to agree to that.
I'm really bothered that you're talking about $25. I can't believe somebody picked up the phone and called the guy to ask him about $25.
MS, what's the MS? MS!
$25.
If the brother really wants to...
That's a coffee, a whole coffee and a Danish. Now,
what do you mean? The brother was not chaverim. This is a $200 jumper cable.
Well, then it's always Baal Avimai.
Oh, very good. Chaverim is always Baal Avimai.
There is one or two that we have to deal with. Over here, we're not only coming to be mechayim because of the shoyim. We also want to see if he's a mazik. If he was a mazik by breaking the cable or clipping it in the wrong way that caused it to crack, he's going to be a mazik for your dime.
We have to wait till next month.
Already all the mamatoimus and the can of worms that opens up, and the headache that and the heartache and the heartburn that gives everybody, because we have the rite of additional
malach. She is like mazik.
That says, you can say kindly, and the mitzvahs pitim that and the shalmesh that goes along with it, and by us it's very difficult when we have.
I don't know if we know any of this. You want to tell us about this?
Yeah. What is this? This doesn't sound familiar.
All the things that all those great men said.
Tzvi is asking for the heartburn right now.
Right. So you know we have that rivet. We have that rivet in Hilchos Ishus that says that the wall. That Ishus Shavra Kalin, you put them because of Balav Imoy. The question is, what do you mean? That's Adam HaMazik. That's the kasha that the Mishnah Melech asks. And the Mishnah Melech says that you're going to be potter on a mazik, b'shoygeg, you're going to be potter of Balav Imoy, even on a mazik. Because, you know, every pshia, the Rambam says it's a mazik, and you have pure Balav Imoy. So, low category mazikin, the Torah potter is Balav Imoy. Balam chedesh, it could keep people up at night.
One sec, can we slow down? The lady, the man is bal of imayim to the lady. The lady's also bal of imayim to the man. It goes both ways. You can have that.
Well, yeah. Well, the isha b'shach that she's doing malach for the man. Yeah, but the man is doing malach is on. He's mishubit. Well, the other way around. Isha is always mishubit to the husband, and the husband is the time, whatever that she he got mishubit to the wife. You know,
that's the right way it works. Okay.
The marriage is a two-way street.
If the brother really was trying to pay and wiggle out of Peturim, he could say, kill me that I owe you, like the Mordechai, that a volunteer is no Balavimai. Could he do that?
That a, you remind me, which Mordechai that
was? That Yesh Chalk with that by a volunteer, if you didn't ask him to work, there's no Balavimai. Which is classic.
Sorry. Meaning you didn't ask the that. If he wants to pay him anyway, I hear, okay, good. So we'll call the brother and give him that advice. If he wants to, I don't know if he wants to pay if he's takapot. The brother didn't call, the mavik didn't call, the shayel didn't call. It was the brother, you know, trying to see, you know, they want, a lot of times people call, they want to know if it's chayiv, I'll take the money. If not, the mavik can take money, but it's not coming. And the Maisa,
when he's doing
the Maisa, the Chubis Kasim, yeah, so he's known the Rebellion does not like anything like this Mishnah Melech. But it's up to you to decide. He's Maisa Alana, a friend of the Beis Meir, he's doing this, the Chubis Kasim, the Beis Meir, in Ebenezer, in Simon Pace, if you're Zion, he says you do say Kimli like this Mishnah Melech.
One second, and the Milchus Pitim. You threw in a Milchus Pitim. What does he say? That is very interesting.
Milchus Pitim says you can say Kimli. And Simon shouldn't go. If you've gotten dollars, the Milchus Pitim says you say Kimli like this base mayor who says Kimli like this Mishnah Melech. So, you know, it's, yeah. It's,
and Rav Dave's counter is because.
That nightmares are made out of.
Yeah. What's Rav Dave's counter?
We have to turn our whole understanding of Bolivima now.
What's Rav Dave's counter? Why is Rav Dave not like it?
Why doesn't he like saying it?
I mean, we know it's a big kiddush, but if you have legitimate achronim pulling it down, so then.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I guess because it's such a big kiddush, so despite that you have achronim who. I guess maybe has a messiah that such a big kiddush, despite big achronim saying it. And Bal Imoy is like a poor third, like, you know. I don't know, but I can't answer this question. I can only guess. Okay.
I mean, it's a Xeras Akasu that's only written by Shammai. So how do you understand it or Mazik?
It's a rival.
So then it could be other Pshatim on the right. That's the Mishnah Lamelech.
Well, others say that the right is talking about when you weren't mad. It was only a problem of shaman with growth, not that had it be a dying. And that's the Poshet, how we would understand. You didn't go ahead and throw dishes at the husband. Usually that doesn't happen. That's only in stories. You put it down and it slipped and it fell. It didn't, right? Okay. Now, what happens? Now let me ask, you know, the Ulm named on the Dava Pashit that if you're coming to help, then you're Potter. Now what happens if your intention was both? you were coming to help, but also you wanted to make sure that you know your brother, two left hands, like after the mice haka happened, and even if you were here coming to do both. To help him out, since he Taka has two left hands, he won't be able to get it right. And also to make sure he doesn't ruin my last cable that he took from me. He doesn't ruin that last one. But his intention was both Mahadin.
Is it possible he'd be at Balabimo? It doesn't matter if, as long as some of it, as long as any of it is going to help him, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You can get very nitty gritty with it. If the only reason he wants to help is Kadeh that the brother shouldn't crack it, then his helping is nothing. If he's a nice guy and even his brother was technically, he would help him anyways. Yeah, but if his whole helping is Afarat, so his brother shouldn't break it, fair enough.
No. And if we need a Maramokim to say what Rabbi Yaakov wanted to tie him, then it doesn't make a difference if he had more than one intention to choose his base Yitzchak. So he should miss the base that says that exact point, that you can have more than one intention as long as you have a legit intention to help him out. Okay. Maisa number three. We're moving right along here, but some of that will have to go already. Maisa number three. Okay. Interesting story. You pull up, you know, in Lakewood, they have from a rental car place. More than one. Quite a few. You pull into, you're going out tonight on a date, and you need a rental car. Okay? I don't know if everyone in the room has been there and done it, but that's the mid-season.
Definitely some of us.
And you come to the rental car place, and most of them you come early. He didn't come early. He comes in there, and they say, we have no cars available. It's a common occurrence. That's when you go right after Shabbos, some people before Shabbos, to make sure you get it. You get the car. Anyway, you come in there, there's no cars available. So you say, what do you mean? What's those cars in the lot? So he said, most of them are reserved already from 3 days ago. And we have a few, but they're not clean. Johnny didn't come in this morning. Told him that he's sick, but he's probably drunk. From the party he had last night. So the cars are not clean, so we're not giving it up. So he says, I don't care, I need a car, I'll clean it myself. He says, no, I'm sorry, we do not rent our cars, we're high class. We don't rent the cars if they're not clean. So he said, okay, I need a car. I need a car tonight. I'm gonna clean it here. I'll be your Johnny. I'll clean the car and give it to you. They said, okay, if you want to do that, no problem. I got to have a few more cars. Do me a favor, keep a few more. Anyway, I'll just clean the car, okay? He says, no problem, give him the vacuum. He looks around the car, finds the three cars that are not clean, whatever, shame, it's not a problem. Give it a vacuum. Anyway, he's cleaning there. The guy comes out with his pad. Okay, sign here, sign there, sign this. In the middle of the cleaning. And then Ira that... And then what happens?
He broke the vacuum cleaner.
And then what happens?
Crash the car.
Yeah,
hits the next one.
Crash the car.
Again, who's who in this case?
Yeah,
one second. This is the opposite. He's working for them.
Yeah,
he's working for them.
So they're going to have to.
No, but he's their shliach.
And then he breaks the vacuum.
Breaks the vacuum.
So the question is, Mahadin, is he potter on breaking the vacuum or not?
What
he didn't shot? Rent the car yet.
Are they working for him because they agreed to rent him the car?
That's
no, but they did it after he started
charge
working.
Charge him for what? Out Mazik, out Shail.
He was working for
him. He's working for them.
He's Pesher.
I thought this is the Eger that says that you can't charge a volunteer.
They're renting him. It's not
working. Well, again, he's working for them first. What's the Shaila? They didn't start working
for him. What is he doing it? Is he doing it for them? Or is he doing it for himself?
Maybe he's their shliach to do it for himself.
The answer is both. The Beis Yitzchak.
Who cares?
But even if he's doing it for himself,
so they broke his item. Not
two reasons.
Who cares? But what's the difference?
Toiro over here, he had no interest at all, don't forget, over here to help them. He's just trying to get his car out for them to be masking, who, since they're so high class, they can't do a thing. He's really trying, his intention is to clean their car, but only for himself, that they'll rent the car.
Don't we have this backwards? We have it backwards. He doesn't need the p'tur.
We can have a switch, though. He's really, how big could the Hillam go to?
With this, we're on maybe forever.
I have time.
5 minutes?
Okay, 9 o'clock.
10 minutes?
We don't understand the Shiloh. What's the end of the story?
No, give the half. Give the whole read.
What?
Give the whole thing. Go to the whole rundown. If you need to leave, leave.
Okay.
Do the story backwards because I don't get it. He's working for them, but if he breaks it, that's not a patur for him. He's working for them. They're not working for him yet. What's the Shiloh?
1 second. Right. We have to come up with a case over here. The main point is over here, we have him doing something. We need something that he gave them something to
his
watch.
Cell phone.
Yeah. They're the ones.
That was another point I wanted to make in a different story, that you can never confuse who the Bialim is. And it's very easy to confuse it. So here we have a live case where I just got confused. It happens sometimes. So Chveis, what happened here? I don't know.
He asked the guy to do me a favor. Vacuum the car. The guy's like, all right, I'll do it.
What happened?
Johnny wasn't drunk, but the vacuum broke. So this bacher brought his own vacuum, and Johnny broke the vacuum.
Okay, good. The valve. Beautiful. It's a good story.
You say that's Laura?
He went to his sister who lives across the street and borrowed and got a vacuum and whatever. Okay, that's complicated. Who's not the bacher? Okay, good. That'll get more complicated. But okay.
What was the real story?
I'm making it up right now.
You made up the story. It was like the Truma Sadashet. He made up his own Shilas.
Yeah.
This one never happened.
Because I want to bring out a point like this. The Truma Tashbats. I have a story like this. That someone brought him something for. Someone brought to a jeweler. He had a piece of jewelry. He wanted the jeweler to fix. The jeweler told him, "I'm sorry. I have no time to fix it. I have too many orders already." So he told him, "Listen, I used to work for a jeweler. I know how to do easy stuff. I'll sit and work on the easy stuff. I see the stuff is not, even I can do that. And you'll work on the hard thing that I can't do." So that's what he did. He helped the jeweler out with the easy thing. And then that piece of jewelry got stolen. His piece of jewelry that he gave to the jeweler to fix. That's stolen. So says the Tashbats that even though you were helping out the jeweler by doing work for him, but of course you were doing it not to help the jeweler out, you were doing it for yourself. You're doing it that the jeweler should be masking to take that piece of jewelry, to take your piece of jewelry. Therefore, he labels that as not Golamimoy, it's something to think about, and I was trying to think of a case to apply. So this came out with a case, but I didn't think into it long enough.
Where is it? Where is the Tashbats?
Tashbats is, it's not the Rishon, it's the Achron. It's Tur Beis, it's Chelik Dalet, Tur Beis, Simchof Dalet. It's grandson.
And okay. You need to point out, Mashenkin, in the case of the cables, he would have lent it to the guy anyhow. He just had two reasons. And over here, he wouldn't have done it, and he only did it to help the guy.
Correct. I wanted to help him as well. I had serious, I was with my brother.
Right.
Once a year, I helped my brother. Wow. No? Okay, my cell number four. Okay, someone is a, also interesting finish in this story. Someone who is a director in a company. This company sells electronics. And he manages the stock of the company, the company's stock. And he manages the warehouse, what's coming in, what's going out. And he has people working on the infrastructure. He was Koisheya. He told the delivery guys to leave a shipment out. It was almost closing. The employees weren't there. He told them, leave it out. Not a problem. Secure. It rained overnight, and many of the stuff were ruined in the shipment. So now, Nafshi B'Shei Lasei, did he just chalk it up as a loss to the company? Okay, fine. Yeah, sure, $10,000 loss. What can you do? It happens sometimes. And that's it. Or he has to take responsibilities. And he has to tell the owner, by the way, this loss, I have to swallow or come to terms with it and let the Bialim know that the owner of the company that he messed up, and he has to take responsibility. Now, what's the shail over here? Over here, he would only be chayav al shayla, right? He would be only chayav al shayla, shayla sachar. The shaila over here would be is because the Maisi, he has people working for him. He has people working for him. Who are those people working for? Those people are hired by the company, hired by the boss of the company. That's who hired them. They too signed their contract. The jobs of these employees is to help him. That's part of their job. The job is to be their secretaries, answer the phones. For who? For this manager, for this director. They might have also other responsibilities as well, but part of their responsibilities is also to help him out. So it will come out that they will have the status, again, as shliach of the bialim of the company, they'll have a status of koyel, which will come up with a creative role of imoy over here for this manager and director. They shouldn't have to disclose to the company that he messed up big time.
Wow.
There's a similar tshuva.
Wait, so he won't have to disclose it at all? That's what we're trying to say. So now we're getting him off the hook for even saying anything about it because he's not chayav.
If he's potter, he's potter. Why should he have to make bad feelings here? There is another angle here. If he messed up his job and he posted that he doesn't deserve salary, that's another angle we have to take into consideration. Because maybe, even though it's true, he might not have to pay for the product, but he's getting paid. What? What is he getting paid for? Part of his job is to make sure these things don't happen. So if there's such a thing as that we deduct salary if we mess up, if there's such a muslim, then we have to examine it. But I don't think that we have that muslim here. If someone messes up, they deduct salary. Sometimes you just make them responsible for the mistakes they make.
Or sometimes they'll fire him because it was such a negligent thing that you did. He'll fire him, and he's justified in firing him. Is that a svara?
I don't know. Right. Okay. You have to doubt that. It's mukhir to let the owner know, by the way, I'm a bad employee, so please fire him. I don't know. I don't know if he had that here. Okay, there's just the makor for such a thing would be in the Tshuvas Har HaKarmel, and so you mentioned Simon Lamed. He has a similar type of case. His case is not about a company in electronics, but his case is more like a bar or a hotel where he was running the hotel in this bar, and he was in charge of he was in charge of the cash register, and someone stole money from the register. So he wants to pop them above him because he has workers underneath him who are employed by the boss or the owner of this bar, and they part of their job is to help them out in the system. So the
manager himself should not do any of the hiring, meaning he should always push the hiring towards the boss.
Well, even if he's the one,
yeah, still.
Call him. And...
Do you go on?
You got
more than
45 minutes?
My free plan.
Of course, make sure you don't lose the recording. But...
Hi, I'm sorry. The Zoom died.
All right, so maybe we just say the last story on the phone.
Yeah, okay. We're all listening here.
Actually, it's not even the last story. The last story was just to bring out that point of not mixing up the who the bialim are. Because it happened once that we got it's on speaker.
Yeah. Everyone's here.
Yeah, well, just to bring up that point, I don't have to bring it out because I had a live Zet demonstration. One time, a caller called in and said his rav told to call because he drove a truck for a camp, and he drove the truck into a balcony and damaged the top of the truck. For some reason, that truck didn't have insurance for the tops of the trucks. No one gives insurance because it's so common. They never want to insure the tops of the trucks. You should just know, if you're ever driving a truck, the top of the truck is not insured. Anyway, so it was a big hazard. And the question is he chayv to pay or not? It's a pashut. It's a pashayim. Should he chayv to pay? And not only that, it could be he's a mazik, he's dying. But I call upon him. The rav told him to come to find out maybe this ball of email. So I asked him, why is Bala Vimay? So he said, what do you mean? Because I'm working for the camp. So then I realized that the Rav and this person mixed up who the Bala were. He needed the camp, and I claimed he needed the camp to work for him, not him working for the camp. But anyway, it's pretty common, and no one should ever feel bad if they ever mix it up.
Yeah.
It's like the ribbis. They've been loyal to the Malva, not Malva the loyal. Sometimes right. It's also easy to mix up. Right. Okay,
Shkoyach Rav Yisrael. Very good. Very, very good. Thank you.
Beautiful. Shkoyach.